Let's start with the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis. I'm Ravina Zaisameres. From here you can derive Hira Kedibra Dami. The thought process is tantamount to speaking. Because if you're going to tell me that thinking does not equal speaking, Lama Mahara, what's the point of this Mishnah telling us to think? If thinking does not equal speaking, then you're not accomplishing anything. So Elamai Hira Kedibra Dami. So what are you going to tell me? That therefore the message is that here is Kedibur? Is that the message? Well, if here is Kedibur, you got a different problem. And that is Yotze Bisfasav. Why not make it this? Why not then? I might as well just say it out, say the words out. Actually speak it, the words, because if it's the same thing and you're therefore not saving the aspect of not speaking Divrei Torah and not speaking Dvarim Shebekdusha, then you might as well just say it out with your mouth. And the answer is no. Because even though here is Kedibur, there is a distinction that we see in the Torah that's made, Kedashkan B'Sinai. Like we find by Har Sinai, that even though there might have been thinking about Divrei Torah, the specific instructions were, because you're going to hear Divrei Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're about to get the Aseres HaDibros, we're about to get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, the separation of the 3 days was because of the articulation of the Torah, not because of the thoughts of the Torah. So you see that there is a distinction between thoughts and between speech. So even though here is like Dibur, it is not Mamash Dibur. There is a distinction there. Look at Rashi in the Gemara Chofim at Beis, in the bottom of by the Gemara, he says, V'chol adam nami yotzei dechavasa behirer. Everybody else can also fulfill their obligations with hearer. For whatever reason, you can't speak, and you're just thinking about Chofim at Beis. You're right there. What's that? Right. So the Rashi. So he's right. So even though let's say for whatever reason you can't articulate, you should think, and thinking is actually going to be good. Considered like Dibur. Where do you find such a distinction? So Gemara says, Lama Maharer, so if that's the case, why are you being Maharer? If here is not like a Dibur, what's the point? Right, that's the Gemara's proof. Must be here is Kedibur, because if here is Lav Kedibur, Lama Maharer, Ma'amayil, what good would it do? Gemara says, no, really here is Kedibur, because otherwise, then why not actually speak it out? So I said, what's the difference? Gemara says, Kedashkan B'Sinai. The difference is, Shefrishas on Isha, we know that they separated from their wives, Kediksiv Al Tikshuel Isha. The Alprishas do not touch your wives, and they had to separate. The Alprishas who Samach Ezra attacking Tfilo, the Baal Ikarian. It was on this separation that Ezra relied on to institute the rule of Baal Keri. Kedim Shiasik B'Teira. Before Shisasku B'Torah, before that they got involved in Torah, they were told they had to first go to the mikveh. Okay, based on what happened by Ma'amar Asina, Diksiv, Oidatom Venecha, Vesomacha Yoim Hashemat of Nefleshon Alakecha B'Choyrev. Okay, Gedarmin Lakamon B'Pirkin. Okay, like we're going to say later on, there's a direct correlation between teaching Torah Vadatom Venecha and the day that they stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai. So if you want, before you can teach Torah, you need to be ready to be a teacher of Torah. You need to be clean spiritually to be able to receive the Torah. So the learning requires purity, and therefore, once somebody is a Baal Keri, they cannot learn until they go to the mikveh. So, And why is there a difference? There's a difference. Articulation, lemaisa is not the same as thought. Right. He says...
they had mikvahs in the midbar?
They had what?
They had mikvahs
in the midbar. Yeah, all right, definitely. Definitely. Okay.
They need is water. They had water.
Right. Now, Tosis just... Tosas just points out, just take a look at the Tosas, second Tosas from the bottom of the page. Avagav de kedibur dami lin sheyotza. Even though yes, it is like dibur, in the sense that you yotza. When you think about it, mikol mokum lav kedibur dami lin shey bal keri aser laharer. But it's not enough of a dibur that to aser a bal keri from thinking about learning. So bal keri would be even in the time that this takana was instituted. Clearly, the hero is not prohibited. I mean, that's what the Mishnah is really telling us. Kedashchan de sinai. I could find by har sinai dahayisham dibur. There was dibur, and they were required to speak. And now Tosfos says, "What do you mean? Where was the speech? They didn't speak; they were listening. Where's the speech?" And Tosfos answers an obvious question: that where was a speech by Har Sinai? Maybe forget. We're just listening, and then we're just thinking, and that would be a raya that you need to feel even for thought. Teretz says no, because when somebody else is saying something and you're listening to those words, that's called Shmei Kona, and that's on a higher level, that's mamish like dibur. So you have shmia, you have hearer, and then you have the actual speaking. Okay, a lot about mitzvah Torah here. Okay, let's go weiter. Rav Chisda Amar, four lines from the bottom, right by the wide lines. Rav Chisda disagrees with Ravina. Ravina says, here kedibur dami, unequivocally. Rav Chisda Amar, here lav kedibur dami. I disagree with you. Here is lav kedibur. Disa kedayta, here kedibur dami. Because if you're going to tell me that here is like dibur, yoytzi b'svasav, so why not just simply say the words out? So I don't buy that here is kedibur. Because if he was like dibur, then you might as well just say kriyashma instead of thinking kriyashma. Elamai here, what? Elamai here, laf kadibur. So what are you going to argue? That here is not like dibur? So lama mahara? So if here is not like dibur, then what's the point of thinking? It doesn't accomplish anything. So what exactly is going on here? So Amar Blazar, kideshli kol iskin boivu yoshiv a bottle. Okay, so there's a different thing going on. It's not about let's chap shema through hearer, and there's a distinction in hearer and the dibur. No, here is lav kedibur. I mean, and it's a very subtle distinction, because hearer essentially is kedibur, but it's not mamish like dibur. No. Hearer is lav kedibur. And therefore, when you're thinking about shema, you're really not accomplishing saying shema. You haven't said it. And there's really nothing you're doing there, because here is lav kedibur. So what's the point of instituting it altogether? The answer is, we don't want the whole world being involved in Shema, and he's sitting around doing nothing. It looks like you're not interested. It's similar to the halacha that when you're with a tzibur and you davened already, but they're saying Shema, you should say Shema with them. You don't look like you're an outsider. Well, Gemara says, you're really? So v'nigros v'pirka achrina. So I have to learn davka Shema. Let me pick up a chumash and let me ma'av a sedra. Let me learn something else. So I'm of adabar ava, b'dovish ha'tzibur eiskim boy. Okay, because it's something that the tzibur is involved in, and because of that, so you want to be doing the same thing. It's a din in being involved in the tzibur. So it's not just doing something, it's doing something that the tzibur is doing. If the tzibur is saying Shema, we want you involved in that endeavor.
Even though you said Shema already?
Yes. I mean, well, in this case, that's it. What I just said before is, even if you said Shema already, you shouldn't ignore the Shema. You have to say at least the Shema and Vahafta, you should say. But here it was just saying you're with them, and seemingly you're involved in what they're involved with, and you're all of a sudden they're going to get to Shema, and you're not going to say anything. It's going to look like,
well, that would be true about when they repeat Shema and Esrei. You see a lot of people learning during the repeating of Shema and Esrei. I mean, so the rest of the congregation is involved in repeating Shema and Esrei. So.
True. Well, and that is halacha. You're not supposed to learn during Chodesh Shabbat. It's a mistake.
Somebody, they must be relying on. I assume they're relying on somebody.
They're relying on the fact that they're not going to miss out of Baruch Rosh Shemo and Amen. That, you know, but the bottom line, because it says you're going to lose. I mean, if you answer Baruch Rosh Shemo Amen, it's not the end of the world. But bottom line is, most people.
That's what this Gemara is basically telling us. Besides not only Shema, but I assume it's anything else.
Well. Okay, let's see. Okay, what about that? What about tefillah? Right, tefillah, the dovish tzibra oskim bo. So Shema, everyone's involved in Shema, so you guys got to go along for the ride. Well, if that's a svara, what about davening? What about Shemon Esrei? Ivar tefillah, the dovish tzibra oskim bo, utinan, hayoyim b'tefillah, v'niska shuhu bal keri lo yafsik, eli yakatzer. If you're right that there's a concept of doing things and being involved with what the Tzibur is involved with, what do we do? What do you do with this Mishnah? It says if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei you recognize you're a Baal Keri, you forgot that you had an emission last night, and all of a sudden, boom, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you realize, oh my gosh, something happened last night, and I shouldn't be davening. Lo yafsik elikati, should not stop what you're doing. Just shorten the Shemoneh Esrei. But as Rashi says, kol bracha bracha, shorten each bracha and get done real fast. So do the abridged version. Now, time with Aschel. The reason why you do that is because you already started. But if you didn't start yet, then you shouldn't begin. Why not? According to what you're saying, if there's a concept that the Tzibur is involved with something, you need to go along with it, and you should not be considered separate from that, then why are you not starting Shemoneh Esrei with them? Just because you're a Baal Keri, what about this overriding principle of being involved with the Tzibur? Whereas Shani Tfilah Deles B'Macho Shemayim. We don't mean any act of the Tzibur. We mean something which is specifically involved with Macho Shemayim. That's where you should be involved. But if you're not, just pass the tissues. But if you're not involved, if it's not Macho Shemayim, thank you. That's not a big deal. Oh, really? Says so. It's Dafka Din Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Yochasan Mozon LaAchra. What about benching? Which we say clearly that a person is supposed to be thinking the benching as he's after he eats. Rabbi Yochasan Mozon LaAchra. The Lesb Malchus Shemayim. There is no accepting of the yoke of Hashem, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about benching. It's not about that. Utsan Al Mozon Mavarch LaAchra. When it comes to benching, we say that you have to think the benching after the eating, but you don't think the bracha before the eating. So you see that even though it's not Malchus Shemayim, you're still supposed to think. So this whole idea doesn't seem to be working out. If it's about doing something involved with Malchus Shemayim, then why are you doing it for benching? And if it's about doing what the Tzibur does, you should do it for Shemoneh Esrei as well. So what is the bottom line answer? So it's not about that, although, again, there is such an idea in Halach, and it doesn't fully go away, although here it seems like it is going away, that the real bottom line is not about doing something with the Tzibur, Elo Kriya Shema Birch HaZamoz and the Raisa, with Tfilah Rabbanon. The answer is that we don't want to, even though here is Lav Kedibur, and you're not Mamish speaking, and you're not really being Yotzeh Shema when you do this, but on a Deraistic level, we want you to chop something. And since we want you to chop something, we don't want the mitzvah deraisa to sort of just float away unawares. We have you be maharer to let you at least connect to the concept midaraisa, to the mitzvah deraisa. And when it's rabbanon, which is tefillah, we're not going to push you to that level.
Well, what, he has to speed up?
No, he has to think it. In the other case, he has to speed up in a case where he started already. But in a case where he didn't start yet, by tefillah, where it's drabonon, you would not have to think it. By shema and benching, which is the right, so you do have to think it. So the thinking, according to Rav Chisda, is not about the hero kedibur dummy, it's about it's the right. So we don't want it to just float away. Look at Rashi, top line on the page. The less be Malchus Shemayim. So Shemoneh Esrei is different because there is no Malchus Shemayim. Ein Melech Olam Mebircha Shel Yudches. Interesting. We don't have this concept of Melech Olam. Okay. By benching, you do have it. So in other words, to me, I was thinking that the whole mitzvah is not about Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim, but Rashi says it's about just mentioning Melech Olam. Interesting. She says, "Hachigas Sinan." So this is Rashi's Girs in the Gemara. Aye, Varbech Zamazon Lefaneh the Izbe Malchus Shemayim. Okay. See, we don't have that. Because we have the question Varbech Zamazon Achrov. So Rashi. So he says, "Shani Tfilah the Lushna Achrina." Okay, so I'm not sure. In other words, if everything that's Malchus Shemayim, what do you do before? Okay, so according to him, I guess there's a different kasha the Gemara asks. That if everything that's Malchus Shemayim needs hearer, then why don't you make hearer for Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, which has Malchus Shemayim? Gemara says, Shani Tfil, the Lesbu Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. It has a whole other, line injected. So the tefillah is different because there is no Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. Kedisa B'Kriyashma, like in comparison to Kriyashma, this is the way I was understanding it. Rashi, I guess, injects another step in the Gemara. But we end up in the same place, so it's all okay. Shani Tefillah D'Les B'Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, Kedisa B'Kriyashma. Shabakabalov is Hashem Lo Adon Ulamelach Myuchud. Well, Hailush Sagasinon, and according to this version that the Gemara answers Tfila is different, that there is no Malchus Shemayim, meaning not Melech Olam. Because right, in other words, there's two different, either Malchus Shemayim is referring to Melech Olam or the Malchus Shemayim is referring to the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the idea of accepting the oneness and the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all four corners and all of what Shema Yisrael represents. The Gemara says, well, wait a minute. If that's what's needed, Vari Birchas HaMozon, this is what we have in our Gemara, Vari Birchas HaMozon, La'achav, Lesbi Malchus Shemayim, what do you do with benching? Benching doesn't have Malchus Shemayim on that level, and yet you still have to be Mahara. Washin's and Nirishu Iker. So Rashi likes this version better. He's sort of a little bit confusing us with these two different versions, but the way we read it in our Gemara, he likes, and that's why I guess we have it in our Gemara. Because the answer flows much better in this pshat. It's referring to the benching after eating. V'lishnikama, and now because according to Lishnikama, hello, Ari Birchas HaMazon L'achrov. The question never dealt with benching, according to the other version of Rashi, the Lahadre Tamuda Iluye, that the Gemara should answer, El Kriyash Ma Birchas Mazon Deraisa. I wasn't dealing with Birchas Mazon when I asked the question. I was dealing with the bracha before. So, sort of forget that, and let's just learn the way we learned, and everything is good. And
it's like the bracha before Birkat HaMatzon. We were dealing with the bracha before Shema.
Yeah, no, but then according to Rashi, is a different version that the Gemara's next attack was, right. If every time you say Melech, if Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim requires Hira, why don't you Mahara from Motzi Lecha Min Oretz, which has Melech Olam? But Rashi ultimately rejects that, and he learns the way we have in our Gemara. The Gemara's question was not from the Amotzi, it was from the benching. Why by benching do you, since benching doesn't have Kabbalos Olam Malchus Shemayim?
But what's the bracha before benching?
Before eating, not before benching, before eating.
Okay.
Yeah, hamotzi lecha min aretz. V'yis tegarsei hocha b'loshen kushya kriyasha d'rabbonani. Okay, what? Kriyasha is kriyasha d'rabbonan. El kriyashma dis be machus shmayim u'birchas amozen d'raisa. Afuke tfil d'rabbonan. Ve'ma machus shmayim. Mandegar sachim mefashim l'kamon b'shalom l'vecha b'divrei tarik siv. Okay, so whatever. There's another version, there's another way of reading the Gemara. But you know what? It's confusing enough. Let's just stick to the way we have it, and we're fine. We don't have to learn every single gear, although it's obviously a good idea. But right now, let's proceed. So right now, we're good. Why are we good? We have two different pshatim in the Mishnah. Okay, we're ready to go weiter. We have either Ravina's pshat that here is Kedibur, which seems like we don't paskin here is Kedibur. Well, I shouldn't say that. It seems like we have the letters by both, so it seems like it might depend in what regard. But in Ravina holds here is Kedibur, and that's why Yumaharer. That's why Yumaharer by the Derisis, because here is Kedibur. I so want to say it out explicitly. Torah says because as far as the difference, and by a different Torah, we see that they separated from their wives by the giving of the Torah, which was Dibur. So we also make that distinction. Rav Chizkiah goes the other way. He says here is Lav Kedibur. It's really nothing. Here it doesn't work to make it Dibur. The only reason why you do it is because it's Derisa, and therefore we want to go the extra mile. Okay, once we mentioned benching here, we've definitely mentioned that benching is deraisa. I'm reviewed back to the Gemara, two dots. I'm reviewed minayin lebirchas amazon la'achreya min atayr. Well, how do you know? What's the basis for benching being a deraisa? Because we wanted. Well, yeah, you asked the same question too. How do you know that it's deraisa? Where in the Torah does it talk about benching after you eat?
Well,
So, I mean, you know the answer already, so that's why you're bothered by the question, but we only know the answer because the Gemara here says the answer. Okay? Shnemar v'chalta v'savoto v'rachta. Okay? Because the Torah says, you have to, you eat, you're satisfied, and you bench. So, you know, don't think it just means, you know, oh, you know, thank you, God, you're wonderful, whatever, you give a, you know, give a kosh baruch a bracha. It means you have to formally make a bracha of benching.
So, you have to be satisfied. If you take a bite, you're
not
to
okay. Not me, the we learned that yesterday. Correct. If you just take a bite, you're not satisfied, you don't have to bench me, the rice. This is me, the rice. Now, minayel birchas Torah l'fademana Torah. What about birchas Torah? How do you know that's the rice? Which, according to many shittas, that is the halacha that it's the rice. Shenemar, kishem Hashem ekra, hovu godel olkeinu. Okay, I'm about to call out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's bring greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of greatness? The greatness of learning Torah. Look at Rashi. Geshem Hashem Ekra. Shembo Moshe Loftoach B'divrei Shira. Right before he said Hazinu, he said, Geshem Hashem Ekra, Havugadol Elkeinu. Omolam Yisrael, Ani Avarech Tchila, Vatem Anu Achrei Amen. Okay, I will say the bracha first, and you, Havugadol Elkeinu, by saying Amen. Geshem Hashem Ekra, B'bracha Atem, Havugadol Elkeinu, B'amen. And what was the brach about? It was about what Moshe Rabbeinu was just talking about, which is about the teaching Torah. So you see that there is a concept of Kishem Hashem Ekra when you're teaching Torah, when you're learning Torah. So he says, Amrav Yochanan. Okay, so at this point we have two deraisa dika brachas that we just brought indications from the Torah that these two brachas are in the Torah. And that's conventional wisdom. If you go into Lakewood, you ask, you know, what are the two brachas from the Torah, that you'll get that answer. You'll get benching for sure, and birchas the Torah, according to most people, is in the Torah. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, however, chimes in and he says, "Lamadnu birchas the Torah lachra." Min birchas hamazon b'kavuchaymer, we should be able to learn out birchas haTorah after learning, from birchas hamazon after eating, okay, through a kavuchaymer, or birchas hamazon lefaneha, and we should be able to also learn out birchas hamazon in front of eating, meaning the amotzi that a deraisa min birchas haTorah b'kavuchaymer, okay, again, one more time. Lamadnu birchas Torah lachra min birchas hamazon mikavachaymer, or birchas hamazon faneha min birchas Torah mikavachaymer. Okay, so they have two kavachaymers going on here that should result in actually four derais tzedikah brachos. Because when you make a kavachaymer, that's a derais tzedikah limud. That's a methodology that results in a deraisa. If I could derive from a kavachaymer that a motzi is deraisa, if I could derive from a kavachaymer that a bracha after learning. It should be said, they would end up being four deraisa brachas. Now let's see the kavuchaymer. Birchas Torah lachra min birchas hamazon min kavuchaymer. That the fact that we would make a birchas Torah after we learn from benching, learning out from benching through a kavuchaymer, it would follow like this. Uma mazon shein ton lefonov ton lachrov madoch benching, which does not have an overt obligation in front of it, yet has a clear obligation after it. Taira, right, namely v'chalta v'svata v'rachta, so Taira shetuna l'faneha, so learning, which does require bracha in front of it, ein adin shetuna l'acharav, for sure it should require after it. Because the very fact that Taira has that strength over benching, that it requires a bracha in front of it, it for sure should require bracha after it. That's one kavachaymer. And so too, I should derive the fact that benching in front of it is also valid bracha midiraisa. Then birchas Torah mikavachaymer from the birchas Torah through a kavachaymer. What's a kavachaymer in this direction? If birchas Torah that does not require an after bracha requires an earlier bracha, mazon. Mazon Shuton Lachrov, which has the advantage and the strength of requiring a bracha after benching, and Odin Sheiton Lafanov, shouldn't it certainly be able to require require a bracha in front of it?
So, don't you have the pasuk that says Vachalta v'savavta?
So that doesn't say you don't make a bracha
say
earlier.
It qualifies it. It's not an absolute to make a bracha after you actually satisfy. So you kind of, you know.
Oh, that's okay. That's interesting. You want to say that, well, because there's not shaykh sviya? Okay, but I mean, sviya is only shaykh after. Before, you want to, the question is, but.
Yeah, but the pasuk is specific. It says, in this order you do these things, right? And therefore, you don't, you know, you bless after you eat and you're satisfied.
Okay, so, but aren't I, I'm showing you through a kavachimer that things that, if I'm stronger than you, that I have an after bracha and you don't.
You don't have an absolute after bracha. Your after bracha okay. is only qualified under certain.
So maybe you want to argue, okay, I hear you. Maybe you want to argue that when you plan on eating kadei svia, that you have to make a bracha. Maybe. I mean, it's interesting. You want to throw that into the kavachemer, although I could argue that svia is only possible when it's after. There's no element of svia before you eat.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but it's still a requirement for brach. I'm still, we're showing that benching is stronger than brach of the Torah.
Okay.
If I'm stronger than you because I require an after brach and you don't, so if you, once I'm stronger than you, and you have a brach before you, so I should for sure have a brach before you because I'm stronger than you.
Pasuk doesn't say.
Well,
you're not always stronger. That's, I mean, you're, you know what I mean? It's.
Okay, something, I can hear that, and maybe.
Well, then I can argue the thing that they argue many times. The Goyim have the bracha before they eat, right? The grace, the famous grace thing, right? So if you don't want to act like the Goyim, then you don't have the blessing beforehand. Because in a lot of places we say, well, the Goyim do this, so therefore we're not going to do this. I mean, the Goyim don't have any bracha at the end, they only have the bracha in the beginning.
Okay, so. Okay, I hear you. Okay, but again, the kavachomer is maybe you want to add the svia to incorporate that into the kavachomer, but it's still a kavachomer. The chayr, the Gemara says no. Ikel lemifrach, it's not a kavachomer, and these two brachas are not the raisa. Because why? Because mala mazon shekein neneh. Mazon is different. Maybe a little bit. That's what you're saying. Although I'm not sure exactly, mazon is different because you benefit already. You derive pleasure from the eating. So you can't compare after to before, because when you ate, that's okay. That makes sense. But before the fact, you can't derive one from the other. And umalu taira shein chai oilam, and taira is also different because it is the entryway to eternal life. Okay, the ode, and furthermore, I'll prove to you that your kavuchemer is not valid because tana al mazam mevarach la'achav and mevarach lefanav. The Mishnah Beferish says that when it comes to hearer, that you're only maharer benching, you're not maharer the amotzi. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan, you were right that there's a kavuchemer, that the amotzi is also midiraisa, why would you make a distinction between thinking one versus thinking the other? Must be tiyufta, you've been officially refuted, and ain't od maladaber. That's it. We're done. You are done. Okay. Although doesn't say tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta, just says one tiyufta. So. Means not really a checkmate, but it's pretty close. Take a look at Rashi. Shein ton lefun of klaymash shloim matzinu loy mikra mafurish levarach lefun of. It doesn't mean you don't bench before, you don't make a bracha before. It means we don't find anywhere in the Torah. So I have the distinction that I only make a bracha after, not before. Even though you want to get me to make the bracha before, but what the Gemara means is that there's no explicit reference that I make the bracha before. And that's why you, Berachas HaTorah, have something over me. So I have something over you, you have something over me, let's make a kavuchemer together, and we should result in all four possible brachas to be made. Ton la'achav k'niksiv yachalto svato v'rakta. Right? But even though you don't make a bracha before, you make a bracha after. So you, Berachas HaTorah, you do make a bracha before, for sure you should make a bracha after. Okay? The Gemara says, right, Torah which requires a bracha, like we just said, for sure it should be required after. Because I'm stronger than bench, than the bracha on eating. So Gemara says, no, ikol mifrach, b'tavayu, in each case, there's a certain strength that disrupts the kavuchemer. When you want to learn out, learning Torah, from benching, ikol mifrach, malam azun shekeinene. food is a fundamentally different principle than Torah because there's a direct physical benefit from the food. You're deriving pleasure. Okay, and therefore you can't make a kal v'chomer to a case where you don't derive pleasure. When you want to learn out mazon from Torah, the Torah is unique that it brings you to Olam Haba. So you can never say, I'm stronger than you, because you always have something that makes you stronger than me. Whether it's a nana factor, whether it's the Chai Olam factor, clearly we'll never be able to get a Kavu Chamer off the ground here. Okay, let's go weiter, back to the two dots, middle of the page. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Safik kara kriya shma, safik lai kara in a choizim. Okay, this is eyebrow raising Gemara here. He says, Rav Yehuda says something radical that if you're not sure whether you said kriya shma, or you're not sure whether you did or didn't say it, in a choz, you don't go back and say it. Okay? In a choz v'kori. However, safik omav emes v'yatziv, safik loyama emes v'loyamar, I'm doubtful whether I said yatziv v'nochid or not, emes v'yatziv, choiz v'yomer. The emes v'yatziv. Then you have to go back and say emes v'yatziv. So by Shema you don't go back, and by emes v'yatziv you do go back. Okay, well, this is at night, right? Apparently this is at night, and I'm not sure if I said, it sounds like the whole Shema. Let's see. My timer, what's the reason why you don't go back by Shema? Okay, Kriya Shema Drabonon. Emes v'yatziv deraisa. The answer is because Kriya Shema is only Drabonon, and Emes v'yatziv is deraisa. Take a look at Rashi. Kriya Shema Drabonon l'kama parochla. So calm down, says Rashi. We're going to ask in a minute, what do you mean Kriya Shema is deraisa? Is Drabonon? What do you mean? Isn't it deraisa? Emes v'yatziv deraisi. Shemaskebo yitzias v'tzrayim. Because we know that in Emes v'yatziv we talk about going out of Egypt. The chiyuva deraisi. The ksiv lamantiskar as yom tzeis chomer tzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So it is not. First of all, it's not at night. It's by day. It's v'yatziv v'nochon. It's in the morning. So forget that what I just said before. So the point is that there's an obligation to recall yitzias v'tzrayim every single day. That's deraisa. So a deraisa could question. You got to go back. Suffolk deraisa l'chumra. So you got to go back and you have to say emes v'yatziv. The Kriya Shema, which is only Drabonon, you don't have to go back and say. And therefore, there's a distinction. Really? Master Yosef says, what kind of distinction is that? What about the psukim of Shema, where we say, sounds like the Torah is telling you, say this when you go to sleep and say this when you get up. Right? This is what we learned before. So Abaye defends Rav Yehuda amazingly and says that's not referring to Shema. It's only referring to Divrei Torah. And therefore, he supports this Rav Yehuda's assertion, okay, that Kriya Shema is not, that indeed, not deraisa. Yeah, we do not hold that way, but clearly there's an opinion that does. Okay, let's see if this holds up. Tanan. What about this Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Tanan, Balkeri Mahar Baliboy Veda Mavarech. The Mishnah says, our very old Mishnah says, a Balkeri thinks about Shema in his heart. However, but he does not make a bracha, not before Shema, not after Shema. But when it comes to eating, you make the benching, you mahara the benching, you're not mahara the pre-bracha of a motzi. Now, if you're going to tell me that emes v'yatziv is deraisa and therefore must be said, and that's why when you're in doubt you have to repeat it again, so why does the Mishnah excuse you from the after bracha of emes v'yatziv? Emes v'yatziv is deraisa, and therefore even though I'm a balkeri, I should have to say that bracha. As we said before, the distinctions are deraisa, rabbanim, benching is deraisa. You set your mahara. Kriya Shema is deraisa, mahara. So why are you not being mahara the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim with Emes V'yatziv? Mora says, very simple, because my time of Varech, why would you be saying this bracha? If it's because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you already mentioned it, right? Now, the whole aspect of repeating it, of saying Emes V'yatziv is because of the fact that it's deraisa. because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you already said it because of Shema. So you were Yotz already. So there's no point of going crazy with Emes V'Yatziv when you already got yourself covered through the Mantiskur Asisa. All the references in Shema, the third parsha, talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'nei Mohav Loi Boi Ha. Okay, so reverse it. So why are you being Maharer the Shema and not being Mahara Emes V'Yatziv? Let's reverse the order. Where it says no. So V'nei Mohav Loi Boi Ha. Where it answers Kriya Shema Adifa the Izbe Tarte. Because Kriya Shema has its Yetzias Mitzrayim and it has Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Okay, and therefore there is no need to say Emes V'Yatziv. I'd rather grab both issues together. I can chop the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look at Rashi. Emes V'Yatziv D'Raisi He Shemaska Bo Yetzias Mitzrayim the Chiyuv D'Raisi. Okay, we did that. Okay, the Ksiv. Okay, Lamantisko, which is the Ksiv Lamantisko is Yom Yisrael Meres Mitzrayim. This Beitarti. The answer is because Shema has two. Yetzias Mitzrayim U'Malchus Shemayim. So why not chop the Malchus Shemayim together with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though one is not the Raisa, the Malchus Shemayim, but at least it's certainly very important. Okay, so we have not yet dispelled the position that Kriya Shema is only Drabbanan. Okay, Rablaza Omar, Rablaza disagrees, and he says, Safik Kara, Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara, Chayz V'Kare. Okay, he says, if you are not sure, you have to repeat it. As Rashi says, Chayz V'Kare, Kriya Shema, Kasava, Kriya Shema, Daraisihi. Okay, Kriya Shema is Daraisa, says the Rashi about Rabbi Lazar. So he disagrees with the earlier assertion that you are not mechuyev to say it when you're not sure. If you're not sure, you got to go back and say Shema. Sofik Yispal, Sofik Lo Yispal, in a chozer, umispalo. Okay, Rabbi Lazar makes a distinction between Shema and between David, and between Shemon Esrei. Shemon Esrei, you do not have to go back if you're not sure. Did I daven Shacharit today? I guess, you know, I davened at the 13-minute Shacharis minyan, and I just can't remember. It was like a blur, so I just can't remember what I did. Teretz is, no. If you're not sure, you don't have to go back, if you're not sure.
We have that minyan in the valley.
What?
We have the 13-minute minyan.
Not in the valley, but I can tell you a place in Queens where they have it. Yeah, you got to start a half hour early. Okay.
I've never davened at Queens, so I don't know.
Yeah, but whatever.
It's fast enough for me.
Okay, I get to Avarabba. If they start Ms. Mishram and I'm at Avarabba, we end up at Shema at Shemana at the same time. Anyway, Rabbi Yochan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, I disagree with you, Rabbi Lazar. You say you don't have to go back and say Shemon Esrei again. I disagree. I say you do. Adam Kolyam Kuloi. Please go ahead and say it. Because what are you worried about? You're going to daven again? What's so shlach to daven again? Halavai, we should be davening all day. Okay, that's a beautiful thing to be davening. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. Look at Rashi. Levai shispal Adam Kolyam Bilchas Gedolz Pasak Alok Rabbi Yochanan Besafik Valok Shmuel Bevada Hispalo. Okay, so when you're not sure, we take a positive Rabbi Yochanan according to Rashi that you do go back. But when you certainly did not go back, then we follow Shmuel, which I guess is an issue which we're about to get into. So the next Gemara, two dots, first wide line, end of the first wide line. Rabbi says, name is Shmuel. A man was that middle of davening. Oh my gosh. And I think I remember this happening. I daven mincha already. And now I'm davening a second mincha. And oh my gosh, I daven early. Now I'm here in this 4:30 minyan. I'm davening mincha a second time. So, stop right where you are. And you're done. You're finished. You're davening already. What are you doing? So stop right where you are.
Is that contradictory to what we just said prior to this, that if you're with a congregation and they're davening, then you should with them, do the same thing the congregation's doing?
Well, you did that already, and that we fell off of that. Remember, we fell off of that answer, and we switched to the rice and Rabbana. So,
but we sort of said you should.
Bottom line is you did that. You were in a tzibur, you daven, you did what you needed to do. And if you're not in a tzibur, if you daven b'yichidus, bottom line is you daven already. Ah, I fret the Gemara. Omer of Nachman, Kavirim, Be'Rabba, Baravua, Boiminon, Hani Bene Beirav, the ton, Umitka de Chol B'Shabbos. How could you say that you don't go, you don't finish? What about that which we were in the yeshiva of Rabba Baravua? They were boy mine hani bnei beirav. The yeshiva fellows came in and asked the shaila, the tol umitkri the chol b'shabbos mahu. What happened if in this? Don't tell me this never happened to you, that you actually said ata chonein instead of ata kiddashta. Okay, so it's Shabbos, a slip of the tongue, or maybe whatever it is, or you're a little bit dreaming about the chicken soup for tonight. And
no, this was by heart. They didn't have siddurim.
Okay.
By heart.
Fine. Okay. Yeah, but how can we make the mistake? So anyway, you mentioned weekday on Shabbos. Mahu shigmru. Should you finish the weekday bracha of Atah Chonein, or should you segue right back into Atah Kiddashta? Yomalon goyim kolis the bracha. Finish the bracha. And that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you actually finished the bracha. Where it says Hachi Hashta. How could you compare the two? Hasim Gavra Bar Chiyuvuhu Rabbananuhu Dolatruchu Mishem Kovet Shabbos. There, you really are mochiv to daven. How come we don't say Shmon Esrei and Shabbos? Not because you're not supposed to, because the Rabbanon were nice to us. We're not going to bother you with a 19 brachas on Shabbos. You want to get home, you want to dive into the potato Google. But so, it's not wrong to say Atah Chonein. We just didn't bother to trouble you. Okay, but over here, how could you come? But here, you daven already. If you daven already, you don't go back and daven.
I don't think they had potatoes yet.